The following is a real abortion news update. Imagine smoking is popular again, and rich cigarette companies are giving lots of money to cigarette-loving politicians for re-election so they can protect their business from damaging research showing the negative side effects of smoking. With all that personal and political pressure, knowing your friend is smoking, would you say anything to her? Something similar is happening now with oral contraceptives. The use of oral contraceptives is so popular and consistent with political policy that it's almost taboo to say oral contraceptives are on the Group 1 list of known carcinogens and that they can cause abortion. Why do New York politicians want women to have free access to these carcinogenic and abortion-causing drugs through their health insurance plans? This Real Abortion News update is sponsored by Compass Care. For a full transcript, go to realabortionnews.com.